Matt Canada doesn't understand how to win games in modern football. He's putting his team behind. And I said this before the season started. We are not going to figure out what this quarterback, Kenny Pickett, can be in the NFL so long as Matt Canada is calling this offense, because we're never going to see what his ceiling is, because the play calling is so inept and inefficient. He's calling the wrong things at the wrong times. He's predictable. He's not creative. And he's not aggressive. And those are like the three deadly sins of a play caller in this league.
So if you think we are highly critical of Matt Canada, well, there's definitely somebody that is more so than any of us, even in Pittsburgh. Warren Sharp of Sharp Football might be the most staunch Matt Canada is a horrendous play caller person in the entire football world, entire football landscape. And it's easy to understand. I mean, how about Matt Canada even told the CBS crew leading up to the Houston game, he doesn't believe his offense is built to come back from down big? One, why would you even admit that? Yes, the Steelers were focused on defense. We're going to hold you to the fewest amount of points possible. And basically what that is saying is, we're going to hope our limping offense crutches its way to the finish line. So Matt Canada, his offense, it's awesome, right? Oh, it's so great. EPA is expected points added. This is from Steelers Now. Some numbers for you. The Steelers offense through 4 weeks, EPA per play, 32nd in the NFL. There are only 32 teams in the NFL. The Steelers' offensive success rate, 31st in the NFL. Dropback EPA, 31st. Dropback success rate, second to last. Rushing success rate, third to last. Rushing EPA, 28th. This is the worst offense in the league. Look at bad teams. We came into this week saying that Houston was a bad team. That the Houston Texans, yeah, they're not very good. This should be a very easy win for the Steelers. I said 10-point win. I said 24-14. I thought the Steelers defense were going to expose C.J. Stroud, when ultimately it was the opposite and C.J. Stroud exposed the Steelers defense. There's not that much that you can say about Arizona coming into this year, right? I would argue that the Josh Dobbs-led Arizona Cardinals are better than the Steelers' offense. A lot of numbers say that that's the case. Who's worse than the Steelers' offense right now? I mean, truly, if you look at all the bad teams in the NFL, if you look at all the teams in the NFL, offensively, they're not better than Buffalo. Let's start in the AFC East. They're not better than Buffalo, the Dolphins. I don't know if they're better than the Patriots offensively. The Patriots have scored 55 points all year. The Steelers have scored 62. Most of that is credited to the defense. The Jets have scored 62 points. The Steelers better than the Jets offensively? I mean, these are true questions you got to ask yourself. If Matt Canada's offense, you are the Pittsburgh Steelers. If your offense is not better than the New York Jets or the New England Patriots, who last season did not have an offensive coordinator, had a defensive coordinator calling plays, and still has Mac Jones this year, who is consistently giving the ball away, and Zach Wilson, a number 2 overall pick, who has no confidence, where his own teammates are calling him out and trying to get him out of there, you have nothing. The North. Baltimore, much better offense. Cleveland, with Deshaun Watson. Yeah, the Steelers beat them. Deshaun Watson handed the Steelers the game on a silver platter. Their offense is better, even without Nick Chubb. They actually have a sense of what they're doing offensively. Cincinnati has Joe Burrow. I will never say that the Steelers' offense is better than Cincinnati when Joe Burrow is there and Kenny Pickett is on the opposite side, floundering the way he is. The Indianapolis Colts have scored 35 more points than the Pittsburgh Steelers this season. The Indianapolis Colts, with Gardner Minshew and a rookie quarterback, has scored more points. The Houston Texans have scored 34 more points than the Steelers this year at 96. And all this great talk about the Steelers' defense, they have allowed 100 points this year. That is by far worse than the AFC North. Baltimore's only given up 58. Cincinnati, 94. Baltimore is plus 41 in point differential. The Steelers are minus 38. A lot of that is on the offense's inability to be able to do quite literally anything. And I want to point to some Warren Sharp numbers. Because this is bad. It's poor. Since 2021, the Steelers' first quarter offense ranks 31st in yardage and 31st in points scored. Second to last out of any team. Out of 26 first half drives of the on the season, only once did the Steelers even drive to the red zone. That's it. I blame Mike Tomlin. I mean, seriously, for a lack of being able to bring in young offensive-minded players, coaches, rather. Matt Canada was at LSU. He's been recycled all through various places as a coach. He's not a young guy. He's not somebody like Mike McDaniel. He's not anybody. He's not even close to what San Francisco gave to Houston. The Texans offensive coordinator, who has guided C.J. Stroud to a great spot. C.J. Stroud looks like one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. He's the best rookie quarterback right now. I wasn't very high on him coming out of college. I thought he was a character of the Ohio State system, of having Marvin Harrison Jr., as well as Abuka at wide receiver, first-round picks in Olave, as well as Garrett Wilson. Tons of talent everywhere. Five-star recruits all over the field and across the board. Now, he looks great. While Kenny Pickett got exposed. Matt Canada has continued to get exposed. But I'm blaming, as much as I blame Matt Canada, Mike Tomlin needs to be held accountable. Not just for how he goes about it, but for not being able to bring in any young offensive minds because he's scared. He's scared that somebody will potentially even challenge his authority. And it does make me wonder, dating back to last year in Brian Flores, Mike Tomlin brought in Brian Flores as a linebacker's coach, a special assistant on the defensive side of the ball. I think Tomlin respects Flores immensely. He saw an opportunity to bring in a great mind, but it was for 1 year before Flores took the defensive coordinator job in Minnesota. But think about this. If you're Mike Tomlin and you have Terrell Austin, somebody who's been around the block a little bit, is not inspiring anything, why don't you just let Terrell Austin go and promote Brian Flores as defensive coordinator? What argument is probably, well, how long is Brian Flores going to really stay in that role before ultimately getting a head coaching role? Okay. I would like to bet that would be a two-year thing at least. And I'm not naive to think that Mike Tomlin doesn't call the plays defensively anyway. Since 2021, NFL teams have averaged 22.4 points per game. The Steelers, okay, typically if you score that many points, you're going to win. If the Steelers defense holds their opponent to below average points at 22 points, the Steelers are 19-3-1. They win 86% of their games. If the defense allows their opponents to score more than 22 points, the Steelers are 1-15. 6% in the win category. It's a difference of 80%. 80%. It's on Mike Tomlin as much as it's on Matt Canada. Because, yes, Matt Canada is the one that's drawing up the plays. He's the one trying to get Kenny Pickett out in space, if he's even doing that correctly. Matt Canada, put simply, is the worst offensive coordinator in football. He's the worst coach in all of NFL football. He does not do anything to put players in position to succeed. He helped get Kenny Pickett hurt on fourth down instead of just running the damn football. He deserves so much blame. But Mike Tomlin is right there along with him. It was Ken Wisenhunt Todd Haley. And it seemed like after Todd Haley, Mike Tomlin has not brought in anybody who is a former head coach other than Brian Flores, who was a unique circumstance. He's done nothing to bring anybody in that's a mind. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers we're talking about. Coaches should be banging down the door to want to be here. Matt Canada, you picked him up because of the success at Pitt. He was run off at LSU. There's no credentials as to why he deserved this job. He's not fit to be here. But yet, you hold on to him, and you think that he's still the right guy, and you don't make a change because Mike Tomlin does not want to admit that he's wrong. For the Steelers to win games, it falls on the defense. I mean, this is ever since Matt Canada came to town. The Steelers have won 20 of 38 games, but the offense ranks 28th in points scored, 26th in EPA, 26th in yardage gained. This is originally with Ben Roethlisberger. It's with a first-round running back. Jaylen Warren is a good player. Pat Freiermuth, he's hurt now, but he has stayed on the field. I don't know the argument as to, yeah, everybody gets banged up, but he has stayed on the field. He's a good player. George Pickens is a beast who you can't get the ball to. In the first half this year, offensively, the Steelers are 29th in EPA, 28th in yards, 25th in points scored. Only once in 26 first-half drives, the Steelers have reached the red zone. And I understand you can't put everything on coaching. It's like 85% on Canada and Tomlin because they are not putting the players in position to succeed. But yeah, the players need to go out there and do their jobs. They need to get the job done. Kenny Pickett needs to overcome his coaching. Najee Harris, anytime he goes out there, it seems it's so predictable when he's going to run the football where the box is stacked and Kenny Pickett is not allowed to check at the line. And that's one of the biggest indictments on Matt Canada. They don't allow him to audible. They don't allow him to change anything. They don't let him have the freedom to check at the line. I mean, how are you going to let your quarterback be in a good position to do anything? And it makes me think, is Kenny Pickett the guy? I'm not sure. Crowley said that he is 60-40, that he's not that long ago. I'm right there with him. I'm at about 65%. I don't know if he's the guy. I don't maybe think he is. Steelers in yards per play since Matt Canada was named OC. 2021, they were 28th. The last 2 years, they've been 27th. It's pathetic. Kenny Pickett threw 63% of his first down passes behind the line of scrimmage, where offense is critical. Rules are suited to support the offense. That means nothing when you're in Pittsburgh. Because the Matt Canada offense, just like the Steelers playing the last 2 weeks, can't get off the ground. It's not a hot take. Canada's the worst offensive coordinator in football. He's the worst coach in football. But this is on the Roonies as well. The Roonies will not step in. They don't want to shift from stability. Change sometimes can be good. Being aggressive wins. Being aggressive and understanding that you need to make a change. The Ravens did this a couple years ago at offensive coordinator. It partially worked out for them. Things got better. Things can't get much worse for you other than being what? The second to last offense to being the worst offense? This falls on the Roonies too. The Roonies, Tomlin, Canada. There's not just one guy to blame. The Roonies need to step in. Art Rooney needs to make a change. Mike Tomlin needs to make a change. It's not going to happen this week. But at the bye, whether it's Mike Sullivan or anything else, the voice has gotten stale. And the voice of Mike Tomlin might be getting stale too. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. The pre-show is next.